Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Intro for Sam, because it just kind of feels like Gulf Breeze, you know, right? 8:11 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Sam Abel is the city manager for City of Gulf Breeze, joins us after city council meetings. Sam, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Can I just tell you, for a woman who is recuperating from having the flu, bless you, you sound so alert and ready to go. I'm so impressed.
Thank you.
So you're such a trooper.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So last night at the meeting, I didn't see a lot of big stuff on the agenda. The one thing that kind of caught my attention a little bit was the recommendation to lower the speed limit on Daniel Drive from Highway 98 up to the roundabout at Andrew Jackson from 35 to 25. Is that right?
That's right. So that's been really interesting. We put a speed spy out and we engaged, you know, an engineering
firm. What's a speed spy?
A speed spy is the digital light that blinks as you're coming close to it and lets you know, how fast you're going. So interestingly, without exception, nobody actually reached the speed limit, Andrew. So there's so much happening on that road, so many points to turn between the school's field house, you have a church, you have, a major commercial center on one end, another commercial center on the other, residential neighborhood. And so nobody actually ever gets to the speed limit. That, of course, means that what the council had observed for themselves and discussions that they had had about improving multi-mobility there, that it just makes good sense. And so that's what we'll be moving forward with. Lowering the speed limit will mean that those who are already using golf carts on that road, Andrew, in order to get their kids to the field house and to go pick up their prescriptions at the pharmacy, they'll be able to legally do that now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the cars don't need to go fast. Nobody does go fast. Therefore, you can lower it to 25, which makes it legal to use the golf cart, whereas at 35, it's not legal to use the golf cart on the road.
That's right.
That's right. Well, that makes perfect sense. Look at y'all doing good government. I love that. You also had there was an item here about Shoreline Park for the lighting there from FPL. Is that right?
That's right. And so part of our improvements this year and next for Shoreline Park South, we are replacing all the lights. So most of them are already down. Andrew, you'll enjoy this. The three poles we have remaining are there in order to convert for our raptor nests. So hopefully
Ospreys
or eagles will use them. So we're thinking ahead for our next Eagle Scout project there. But with the exception of those three, the rest have been removed and we're switching over to FPL poles. They'll be very similar to what you see in, you know, downtown Pensacola. It's from a catalog, but definitely going with more of that town center, you know, kind of feel. As a city manager, I always encourage whenever possible that you lease and don't own lights. Fun fact, but they're always right underneath your insurance deductible.
They
can get really costly, especially when you have boat trailers in close vicinity. So
I gotcha.
This is an improvement we're making because, you know, obviously it's a coastal high hazard area, but also will be very attractive.
We also had, and this one, it just caught me by surprise as such an interesting small item, but the creation of a lacrosse cinder block rebound, while I assume that's for lacrosse players like tennis players do, to be able to practice without having an opponent. Is that right?
That's right. So Gulf Breeze Sports Association is a nonprofit that oversees all of our recreation athletic programs, and the lacrosse commissioners have been requesting a rebounding wall for probably, I would say, about 2 years since our Parks and Recreation director, our previous director, had retired. And they do point out that soccer can use it, you know, as well, and other sports. But the difficult thing, Andrew, is where to put it.
Yeah.
You know, when we are a tight space and you don't want to obstruct, you know, your visibility and so forth. So,
and you want it to be close to, I mean, you want it ideally on a field surface so that you're doing it in the right environment, but you don't really want to put a wall up in the middle of your field anywhere. I get that. Makes sense. Yeah.
That's right. And you've got to consider stormwater, all kinds of different things, visibility being, you know, a big one. And so they went to the advisory park board and talked about three different locations. And it was really cool, you know, and brainstorming aloud, they came up with an alternative location that hadn't been considered before. And everybody agreed, you know what, this is in the tree line. It's, you know, it's out of the way. It'll be safe, but it's also very close walking distance to Shoreline Field. And so after the advisory park board gave unanimous approval, we designed the wall and house with our engineers, put it in front of the city council last night, and they very gladly gave unanimous support. So that's going to be an exciting project.
Outstanding. Anything that I missed that was on the agenda that you want to let people know about from last night?
Well, Andrew, we did give an overview of our national community survey results. This is a national benchmark, and the city of Gulf Breeze received results in 9 out of 10 categories that were higher than the national average. This compares a community against any other city, regardless of size. So that means that you are comparing government services, quality of life in Gulf Breeze against that of Miami, Orlando, Austin, Texas, you know, Wilmington, you know, North Carolina, all these different places. And so that's always very exciting for us to know that our residents trust their government, that they feel that we're moving in the right direction. Also tells us that we need to continue to lean into our infrastructure improvements and validate the hard work that the council is doing there. So that was exciting. I think I've shared with you before, Andrew, that the first survey that our
Sam, can you hang on? Can you hang on for just a second? I don't want to get too late behind traffic. Let me get Candy here with traffic on the 5.
I was listening to Sam.
I know. Okay. I know.
Sorry. We are watching an accident. This is at 5 points, and it's backed up on Shamukla to Santa Rosa Sportsplex. So a little very, very slow, of course, in that area. And it looks like it is clearing. Nope. I say that. I-10 at 32 is still backed up after an accident. Now, the accident is east of 87, and boy, it is backed up eastbound there as well. So caution there, and caution certainly wherever you are. 437 1620 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. Back to Sam Abel. Sorry, Sam, I had to interrupt you there for a second. City manager from the city of Gulf Breeze, you were saying about the community survey.
Yes, one thing I always enjoyed pointing out is that our mayor and council engaged in their first national community survey less than 90 days after Hurricane Sally. And that would be a time where you know that people are stressed, you know, anxiety is high, uncertainty is surely high. That was in the midst of two historic storm seasons after a Category 2 hurricane. And they said, no, this is actually the best time to poll our city and how we're doing with the services we provide. And so that was the first survey. So this being 2 years after that, we were really wondering what the results would be.
Yeah.
We were very surprised with the first survey that our emergency response, trust in government came back as high as it did. And the fact that we are as high or slightly higher in those categories, I think is very evident that our mayor and council are focusing on the right things and need to continue to do so. So thank you for letting me share that
Absolutely.
With you. Absolutely.
Hey, one last quick thing, just to go back to a moment for the speed reduction on Daniel Drive. I feel like I'm only mostly sure that's the location of the proposed overpass that will accommodate golf carts, right, is from South Daniel Drive over on North Daniel Drive. So is this kind of in conjunction with creating continuity of traffic plans from the multi-use path over the overpass and then over on North Daniel? Do I have that right in my head?
Well, somewhat. So
okay.
It is not the footprint of the proposed multimodal overpass,
but
it will require needed connectivity. So if you're thinking of the intersection with that Daniel Highway 98 intersection with Panera on one side, the school is on the south side. So if that's the public's Seashells shopping center.
Right.
Think about the other side that's closer to Andrews as you're traveling Highway 98. That is where the footprint is for the overpass.
Oh, okay. On the other side of the gas station by the bank on Shoreline Drive where that comes across. Okay.
That's right.
Got it. Okay.
So for our residents of Plantation Hill and North Cliff and all the area north side of the city, they will need to travel, Daniel, in order to get to the public shopping center and drive that parking area. And as we've talked about before, Andrew, Publix has dedicated that footprint to the city. So that is a fantastic partnership with the private landowner.
Got it. Thank you. Yeah, that all in context now makes sense. But thank you for clarifying my mistake on that. I appreciate it. Sam Abel, City of Gulf Breeze City Manager, the most vibrant flu-ridden city manager that I have ever known. So, well done, Sam. Thanks for the recap.
What a moniker. Thank you.
We'll have the plaque ordered soon. Sam, as always, a pleasure. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. Bye-bye.
820 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're thinking about that next vehicle. I recommend Frontier Motors in part because same reason Dave Ramsey recommends them. Good service, good cars, good people, all of that stuff. Yes, but they sell the kind of cars that Dave Ramsey recommends, like the kind of car that's a year or two or 3 years old. So it's like the car you could have bought, but you didn't want to pay the extra price for, but you still want to drive for a long time. So you buy it when it's a year or two used off of a lease or something like that. That's what we did because my philosophy, like Dave's, is get that car that's not brand new, but then drive it forever. Drive it till the wheels fall off. You know, in my case, I think my Civic right now has like 190 or so on it. My Accord that I sold a while back was 330,000 miles, and we sold it running. Our Grand Caravan that replaced with the Honda Odyssey was around 200. That's just how we do. That's how we do cars. So Frontier is exactly the kind of place that we go to buy that car. And then we're like, all right, see you again in 15 years. You know, that's kind of how we approach things. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
This Memorial Day weekend, select the best meats cut fresh to your liking from Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. It's a time of remembrance, a time of gatherings, and time for some good cooking. You'll find a huge selection of specialty beef, pork, chicken, and even exotic meats. From fine wines, cheeses, and desserts, plus all the Boar's Head Deli items you need for the perfect Memorial Day celebrations to set the table with the best. So head to Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, a great place to meet up on the west side of Pensacola.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. I'm the president of New South Window Solutions. What I'd like people to understand about our company is what's unique about us. We manufacture, we install, we guarantee. We go out of our way to make it easy. The most important thing that New South offers is very simple, absolutely true factory direct pricing. From our factory, to our truck, to your driveway. Most other window companies are either resellers, a wholesaler, a contractor, a distributor, a sales organization. We eliminate those levels of marketing, so you're paying true factory direct pricing.
Going on now, save 35% off factory direct windows and doors. Call 1-800-NEW-WINDOWS.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTR-CM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
A place to stay informed about what's happening locally and find a deep sense of belonging and community. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
This time, I wonder what it feels like to find the one in this life. The one we all dream of. Dreams just done enough, so I'll be waiting for the real thing.
This is the other song Nickelback was famous for making.
No, it's not. They had several hits. People just hate them.
I know. I don't really understand why people love to hate Nickelback
people,
so much.
Because people love to hate who's on top. They hate the Kardashians. I'm not a giant fan, but
Nickelback,
you know what I mean?
Nickelback is Canadian, right?
They are definitely Canadian, and they are the nicest guys. TK did a concert at... No, they did, but like at Seville, and they all had like weird hair or whatever, and I had them hanging up banners because I thought they worked for Seville. And they were so nice,
that's
and
hilarious.
I just... Ever since then, it's like, you got it, Nickelback. You guys
they
are
the
Chad Kroeger.
They really want to be a rock star, eh? David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The TSA testing facial recognition technology in some airports. Experts say it's come a long way when it comes to accuracy.
Machines in tests that we've done are consistently as good as even trained humans and way better than you or me.
And Alice O'Toole there from the University of Texas, she says using those facial scanners, it has the potential to speed up security lines and make ID checks more accurate. The TSA's pilot program in place at 16 airports across the country.
But can it identify for me which ads it wants to have in the virtual ad screens when I walk through the airport and the mall?
Well,
like
give it a few years.
Report?
I bet it will be able to.
Because when we can do that, then I'm super happy, not even a little bit. Go ahead, David.
It's on the way. Trust me. It'll be able to do that soon.
Of course it is.
President Biden sitting down with Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other congressional leaders later today to resume talks about the debt limit and avoiding default. The U.S. could be unable to pay its bills and default on its debt as soon as June 1st. And I know you were worried about this one. The Tonys are back on.
My relief is indescribable.
I can tell. Despite the ongoing film and television writers' strike, the Writers Guild of America issued a statement Monday. They say they will not picket the awards. They'll let the show go on, but they're not granting a waiver either, so there could be some changes to the show.
Let me imagine that it'll be 100% ad-libbed.
Well, at least the crickets aren't on strike.
Not yet. You know, not yet, you know. And you got to talk to the CFU.
Do you think there's a cricket that's like, hello, my baby, hello, my dog? Remember that?
Was that a cricket or a frog?
It was a frog.
Network was that on? I remember
that's
that.
Looney Tunes.
It was the Bugs Bunny.
It was Looney Tunes. Okay.
There's that frog.
The frog that he finds in the cement corner of the building that sings only when nobody's watching.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, he goes bankrupt. Okay, we're not going to get into the whole plot here. 826, David, thanks for the update. All right, Candy, tell them about traffic on the fives.
There's an accident, and there's a few. Highway 98, East Bay Boulevard in Gulf Breeze. Now, it's very, very slow in that area, and it usually is near Wind Haven, so use caution, and that is eastbound. It says no roadblock, but I'm showing it's real, real slow in that area. I-110 southbound in Pensacola, showing an accident right at Cervantes, on Garden, but caution there. It's not showing a roadblock. Wild Lake Boulevard in Pine Forest, that's right there near the Hardee's and the Cracker Barrel, showing an accident without a roadblock. Vehicle crash with injuries and a roadblock on Quintet and Shamukla Highway. And Shamukla is backed up past the Sportsplex this morning. And we're still watching that vehicle crash, I-10 eastbound, mile marker 32. And there's an accident real close to 87, but it's backed up way past, of course, 87. Caution wherever you are, you know that. And thank you for texting your tips in, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. You know, if you are 65 or 64 turning 65, you're going to change your health insurance over to Medicare, and you might have questions. You know, what is supplement? What is Advantage? Do I qualify for Medicaid? You know, what? How do these things work? And why is everybody calling me? Why am I getting all these emails and these letters? And okay, it's very easy, but it can feel overwhelming. I totally understand, and even more so than I. Ricky Stewart understands. You know, her whole family does insurance. This is the one slice of it that she does, is helping people transition over onto Medicare, and she's just good at it. I've known her as long as we've lived here. 341-2185, Ricky Stewart Insurance. 828 here on News Radio 92.3. All I could think of after we were discussing the plot of the Looney Tunes episode is...
Sorry.
You and I have both watched a little bit of television.
We have. And I sure have.
You know what's, you ever think about like your youthful indiscretions and the dumb things you did when you were a kid or whatever?
All the time,
and
right before I go to sleep.
Yeah, how
every
many
night.
How many hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands, I don't want to think about it, of hours I have spent reading comic books and watching television and, you know, listening to pop music or whatever. And I think, but if I didn't have that, I wouldn't be as good at this show.
I wouldn't get all your references.
Right, and, you know, maybe I could be, you know, like the president instead.
That's right. Thank God for Airplane and Animal House. Stripes, we're all set.
Oh, speaking of that, you know, this whole business with the airport, just as in case you're just kind of getting up and thinking about it, they basically had an underground electrical fire. with some of the lights. Okay, and they're working to get that repaired and replaced. And that's the reason that they weren't operating last night under the normal mechanism. They couldn't have the night flights, and that's why the things are all backed up this morning. It's because they couldn't operate until daybreak. And so we don't know when that's going to be fixed. Okay, we don't really have any idea. But, you know, sooner is kind of the goal. They're working it hard. But in the midst of all of this, of course, 100% of the people who have seen Airplane.
Just kidding.
Of course, that's all you can think of is like the dude who's up in the control tower with the plug in his hand. You know, like that's not actually what happened, but it is what everybody thinks. I'm sure it's funnier to you than it is to the people at the airport at this point.
Yeah, no lie.
437-1620, bands on the beach tonight. Thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority, Gulfside Pavilion, 7 o'clock. Modern Eldorados take the stage.
Gretch Lyles and Modern Eldorados, they're great.
Have a good time with that. David Wayne, what do you have coming up, sir?
A lot of grant funding for the Port of Pensacola. We'll tell you all about it right after Fox News.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden has congressional leaders back at the White House today to talk about raising the nation's debt limit.
A House-passed Republican plan would raise the borrowing limit by more than $1 trillion in exchange for spending cuts and budget caps. President Biden wants a clean debt limit increase. The Treasury warns the U.S. could be unable to make some of its payments as early as June 1st. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
There's a Senate hearing this morning about artificial intelligence and possible government regulation.
OpenAI CEO Sam Altman will make his first appearance before Congress as the AI industry has been put under the microscope. Concerns surrounding AI include potential political bias, creating misinformation, cybersecurity threats, and putting jobs at risk.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in D.C. Retail sales up 0.4% last month. Stocks start the day lower on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's a warm one right now, 78 degrees, mostly sunny here in Pensacola. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. The State Department of Education meeting this morning to discuss what will happen with Warrington Middle School. Now, that meeting is scheduled for 10 o'clock this morning, and this comes after the Escambia School Board did not meet a May 1st deadline to have a contract signed with Charter Schools USA to take over the school as part of its turnaround plan. The school board has now approved a contingency plan just in case today the state tells them they have to shut that school down. The Escambia School Board also meeting later tonight. We'll be following all of this throughout the morning as that meeting happens. Good news for the city of Pensacola just days after they were awarded an $8.5 million grant from Triumph Gulf Coast for the renovations on Warehouse 10. Another $3.9 million awarded from the governor's Florida Job Growth Grant Fund. Now, this all comes as the city and the port continue working to make the Port of Pensacola the permanent home for the American Magic sailing team. And that could result in about 170, they say, high-paying jobs out at the port. Pensacola police defending the decision that police officers made in pursuing a stolen car on Sunday. That pursuit did end with the death of the 28-year-old suspect.
The decision to chase is made in a matter of seconds by the officer and by the officer's supervisor. They have to consider a lot of things in that decision, mainly what the person is wanted for. And this was a forcible felony.
And that's PPD spokesman Mike Wood. He talked with Channel 3 about the whole thing. And police spotted a 2016 Ford Mustang on Sunday. That Mustang had been stolen earlier in the week in an armed carjacking. That chase lasted about a mile. The car crashed into a building on Mobile Highway. FHP continuing to investigate. Well, despite high prices for just about everything right now, a lot of people expected to make the best of a long Memorial Day weekend.
That doesn't seem to be a deterrent. Americans love to travel. That's a priority, and that's continuing to be the case this year.
That's Mark Jenkins from AAA. He's estimating that about 2.4 million Floridians are going to be either driving or flying somewhere at least 50 miles from home over the weekend. He says the top three destinations here in Florida likely will be Orlando, Miami, and the cruise ports. And if you've ever been to the Alabama Gulf Coast Zoo, you've likely spent some time looking at Ronnie, a Bengal tiger that proved to be a very popular attraction there. Well, zookeepers unfortunately now say that Ronnie has died after being diagnosed with renal failure. Her brother Raja also passed away in February. The Tiger Cubs both came to the zoo as cubs. That was about 18 years ago now, and they spent most of their lives at that zoo. It is 8:34, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing?
Well, there's a few things that you do want to watch out for. This is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Now let's go over all those things. I-10 eastbound at mile marker 32. Accident that happened before the show even started. That left lane is very, very slow. It's mile marker 32. The accident is close to 87, and it looks like that whole area is blocked. Another accident at Five Points in Pace, Quintet and Shemukla Highway. Shemukla's backed up to the sports complex this morning. Wildlake Boulevard and Pine Forest showing an accident. That's near the Hardee's, the Cracker Barrel, but not showing a roadblock. No roadblock, but an accident near, it looks like Garden, I-110 southbound. Showing an accident there. Certainly watch for emergency crews on scene. And then another accident, Highway 98. This is East Bay Boulevard and Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze. And of course, East Bay is closed south of Coppell due to the drainage issues that they have going on, but it's slow. It's not a roadblock, but it's very, very slow eastbound as it usually is around Windhaven. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. This is a local farmer letting you know that Florida watermelon is in season right now. Learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com from the Florida Department of Agriculture. I am growing watermelons, but they're slow. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We're going to be seeing an isolated chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. 40% chance of rain with a high near 87. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 73. For Wednesday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 86. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. 20% chance of rain as you go into Thursday with a high near 84. And Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 69. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, 78. It's mostly sunny in Pensacola, 78 also in Gulf Breeze, and 76 in Milton. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. And your money now this morning. The markets are down. The Dow down 117.62 at 33,230.98. The S&P 500 down 818 at 41,28.10. The NASDAQ down 1678 at 13,348.42. Our 10-year bond rate is up at 3.53%. Gold price is down today at 2013-40. Silver prices at 24.13. And the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints firing back at allegations of illegal financial practices.
In a 60 Minutes interview that aired Sunday, a former investment advisor for...
Well, I'm not sure what happened there. Taxpayers could soon be able to file their taxes digitally and free of charge with the IRS. The Washington Post reporting the agency's been quietly developing its own prototype system, which could disrupt the tax prep market. The Inflation Reduction Act setting aside $15 million to create a free and direct filing program. 837 News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
This is Tort Talk with personal injury lawyer Terrence A. Gross.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. Did you know that Floridians can stack uninsured motorist coverage? If you have three vehicles with $25,000 stacking UM, that equates to $75,000 in total coverage. Therefore, always choose stacking coverage if you have more than one vehicle in your household.
Tort Talk is brought to you by Terrence A. Gross. Call 434-3333 or check him out at grossandschuster.com.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7.
Let's have a rendezvous.
This week, Gretch Lyles and the Modern Eldorados take the stage at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion, bringing country and rock and roll the way it used to be to Bands on the Beach. Plus, don't miss out on shopping at the Gulfside Market. It's Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right. Candy, I feel like we're about to have one of those I didn't have any idea this was going to be such a big fight kind of questions.
Oh, okay.
That's how I feel like this one is going to go. I kind of hope I'm wrong. I also kind of hope I'm right. But we'll see. We'll just see how it goes. So imagine you have in front of you an apple. Type does not matter. Okay, you can be the Red Delicious, you can be the Pink Lady, you can be the Honeycrisp, you can be the
Gala,
Granny
the
Smith,
green,
the
I
Gala,
know.
The whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't care. None of that matters for this conversation. My question is, you're holding the apple in your hand. In thine hand, the first bite goes how? And let me give you some options you might consider. I'm thinking here of describing this in terms of top teeth positioning, okay? So top teeth positioning, your top teeth might be biting at what you might call the North Pole of the apple, the stem, okay? So you're biting, bottom teeth into the middle, upright in the apple. I imagine some people are biting around the equator. Okay. I don't know whether you go east or west, but it's all up to you. I imagine there's some poor, deranged lunatic psycho needs to be on medication out there who bites top teeth toward the South Pole. It's a little hard to imagine that that's true, but I'm sure there are some.
The Apple Police?
Yeah, there might be some other. And look, if you're a knifer, okay, if you're a cut first and bite, that's fine. I respect you. That's how you dip in peanut butter. I'm with you in spirit. That's fine. But I'm just for the biters, okay? This is a for the biters kind of question. What's your biting strategy for the apple? 437-1620, 437-1620, Candy?
I'm trying to eat it through a picket fence. Like I top it right at the equator and.
And then, okay, is your next bite after that?
Oh, I take the whole bite. I make that bite bigger and that bite bigger
You eat on that bite. But mm-hmm. Do you eat around almost like a typewriter around the top? Or do you switch to sideways biting? Because there's all kinds of strategies here. I'm just curious how it goes for you. You said picket fence, so I imagine you're. Top.
Mm-hmm.
Is that?
I used to have like giant buck teeth, so it felt like I could eat an apple through a fence, as my sister was so good at pointing out, and it's fine. But I told you this earlier, like I broke a tooth when I was 10 years old, and so they had to have, I had to have surgeries and stuff like that. So now, even though I shouldn't, I'm like.
So when you're half done with the apple,
yes.
Do you have.
The top half.
The top half has been down to the core, and the bottom half is waiting for enjoyment? It's like a bottom heavy apple at that point?
I guess like so. Bobber. I guess you could say that.
All right. See, this is what I'm interested in because I think it's different for everybody. 842 News Radio 92.3 437-1620 437-1620. Somebody here says, I go for the middle, you ruffian. Somebody here says, because it's so unstylish, right, to just go right for the middle. Any old uneducated person would go for this. I think it feels like one of these other options is a little bit more urbane. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're looking for from you. Somebody here says, I do not bite into an apple. I slice my apple. I get rid of all the little seeds and then I pick up with a slice and eat it. I'm actually, you actually enjoy the apple better, I think, in some ways that way.
Oh, yeah. Also, I think sliced is the way to go.
Sliced also gets you longer time, better surface area relationship to the volume. There's this sort of like a more enjoyment of it that way. But of course, even within that, there are categories, right? Do you slice it into quarters, then thirds out of the quarters? So do you get 12s? Do you slice it into eighths? Do you use a corer, which I don't like. I'm not a fan of the device, okay? Lots of options here. 437-1620. Somebody here. Oh, I don't think I can say this on the air. I'm I'm so disturbed by this that I'm not, but I will tell you, I will share it. I'll share.
Share.
Somebody says, I eat the entire apple, core, seeds, and all, everything but the stem. You eat the cartilage?
I used to do that, but I got yelled at. My mom told me a tree would go in my belly.
Well, that's not true, but it's so nasty.
You don't know that. Have you ever tried to grow a tree in your belly?
3 times. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Somebody here says, oh, I half it, I cut it in half, then I core it, and then I eat it. Okay, all right, so knives involved. Cut the apple in quarters, sprinkle with cinnamon to avoid it going brown. It doesn't avoid it. It just, the cinnamon is brown, so you don't notice. When I offer company an apple, they always say no thank you. When I serve it this way, they will accept 4 pieces. That's awesome. Somebody says, I think you've taken the frivolous topic to a new frivolity level. Thank you. Aw, look, that's just the kindest comment, something like that. Somebody here says, I eat it after I put my socks on. Oh, that's our John Hutchinson.
That's
He's
a callback.
The best. That's great.
Ooh, John
Actually,
Hutchinson.
I'm going to start doing this just to watch people's faces. South Pole biters, nightmare fuel that these people even exist. Thank you for that. No, but can you imagine, like, if you're a side eater, an equator eater, or a North Pole eater, can you imagine how deranged you would feel? Try it today. I'm going to try it today. I swear I'm going to try it today.
You're going to eat apple in front of somebody?
I'm going to try a South Pole approach. And just, first of all, I'm going to see how weird it feels. And I'm going to see if they notice.
Yeah, set up a little camera on your phone. Your wife.
A little surveillance device.
Andrew, you know, what's wrong with you?
It's not going to be like a wiretap violation or nothing. Somebody here says apple seeds have cyanide. Yeah, but very small amounts. Not going to hurt you. All right, 8:45, there we go. Somebody here, I eat the entire apple except the stem and the cartilage. The seeds are nummy? No. Oh, no.
We are tree bellies here.
I guess. Wow. Okay. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Me too, you 712. As we, isn't that weird? We got an accident. Somebody just called this in, and thank you so much. Accident on a 3-mile bridge, Jappy Chambers Bridge, General Jappy Chambers. That bridge, the 3-mile bridge. There's an accident southbound. I know. This is on the Gulf Breeze side. Very slow. It's eastbound/southbound on that 3-mile bridge. So in caution there. Highway 98, East Bay Boulevard in Navarre showing an accident. Very slow in that area. That is eastbound. Milton I-10 eastbound at mile marker 32. The left lane is, it's not blocked, just very, very slow after an accident that happened east of 87, but certainly backed up past 87. Accident at Five Points in Pace, Quintet and Shemukla Highway. Shemukla is backed up to the Santa Rosa Sports Complex. I-110 southbound at Garden Street in Pensacola as you're going onto the bridge. And another accident kind of near the Cracker Barrel and the Hardee's, that Pine Forest Road and Wild Lake Boulevard, but I'm not showing a roadblock there. Certainly, if you have a traffic tip, by all means, please text it. And if you would, 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, what?
And Ken, I think you led with this, but I just want to make sure. You were mentioning there is a crash on the 3-mile bridge.
Yeah. I'm showing southbound.
Yeah, I got a text in from PPD that they're headed to work a crash there. Officer's not on the scene yet. It is injury involved.
So please be careful. And that's what that slowdown is. So use caution and, of course, your patience and, watch for emergency crews on scene. Again, 437-1620. Thanks, Andrew. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Can I just take like 1 second at least and say that we so much appreciate all the listeners, all y'all who text us in things.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
So helpful because what you're really doing is you're helping everybody else know the stuff that you know. And then, you know, like our news partners and our law enforcement partners, they're just so diligent at, you know, giving us updates and things. It's just, it's humbling, honestly. So
absolutely.
I appreciate all of y'all who
this
do
whole
that.
Area just has a giant heart of service, and I cannot tell you how much we appreciate you.
Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth, you know, I've told you for many times how good she is at selling the homes, right? Had like 65 like the first quarter of this year. That's crazy pace, on pace to surpass last year's 230. And, you know, we talk about, like, she sells them fast, sells them in even a day or two is very common. I mean, not always, but, you know, it's common. Above list price, that's common. And the thing is, I so much promote her as a sales agent, you know, selling your house, that I maybe sometimes forget to mention how good she is at helping you buy a home. Now, even if it's a new home, you might think there's no room to negotiate. Sure, there is. She says they get deals on new homes, too, like new builds. But also, if you're buying a home, do you want to just kind of bid and get invested and have hope and then it doesn't work out? Or do you want to bid and win? Well, bid and win takes having somebody in your corner who knows, hey, this is what other people are going to bid. This is what the market will justify. This is what you need to put in your, you know, your offer in order to make it happen. How would you know? Well, because she sells 200 homes a year, so she knows the seller's perspective. She knows what can and what can't be negotiated and or what's likely to win and not. So, you know, those are all those expertise elements come into play, not just on the selling side, but on the buying side. So if you're buying or selling, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Are you ready to start saving money on your energy bill? Join Compass Solar Energy tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Compass Solar has been locally owned and operated here in the Pensacola area for over 20 years, and they are Northwest Florida's premier solar company. Call in with your questions as we all navigate through the rising cost of energy tomorrow at 9 with Compass Solar Energy and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Got a junk car lying around? Call the best junk man in this town. Frank buys junk cars. Frank buys junk cars. Got a car that's killing your grass? We'll call the junk car king for some quick cash. Frank buys junk cars.
850-525-2035. Frank buys junk cars.
Code Ninjas.
What is it?
It's the area's newest learning centers where kids learn to code while building their own video games. They gain problem solving, critical thinking, and STEM skills in a fun, safe, and inspiring environment. Find out more about Code Ninjas as owner Joe Dawn Brown discusses kid coding and how they can help your kid by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 10:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Strike first, strike hard, no mercy, sir!
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it!
Good morning, 8:52 here on News Radio 92. I don't know. I look at the 8 and my brain says 6. I don't have math problems. I just don't know why it happens. Joining us right now, we have Ken Eibold. He is with the airport, and while Matt Coughlin is out of town, he was forwarded to me as the person to contact, and I was just briefly talking with him off the air, and I'm like, oh, can we just go on the air because this is really good information. Ken, I apologize. I don't know your official title, but Ken Eibold, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Thank you. I'm the Deputy Airport Director here at Pensacola.
Perfect. So what happened Sunday, or what happened Monday morning, Sunday night?
So Sunday night at about 10 p.m., the air traffic control tower noted that some of the taxiway lights began flickering. Our maintenance personnel responded, and as they were troubleshooting the problem, the outages got more severe. Finally, at about 1 a.m. on Monday morning, an electrical fire was discovered in one of the primary duct banks that routes the wires from the power supply through the airfield electrical system. So the system was shut down, obviously. Yesterday, our maintenance and operations staffs, assisted by a contractor, began assessing the damage. And they also started temporarily routing temporary power around the affected area in an attempt to get the lights on to runway 826 and taxiway Bravo. We were hoping to get that operational by nightfall, but by the time the sun set, only partial service had been restored to runway 826. Today, the crews are going to continue to their efforts to bring lights to runway 826 and taxiway Bravo, which would enable us to provide airline service after dark today. We're hopeful that that will be completed, but we don't have any guarantees on that.
Okay.
Once those temporary measures are completed, it will allow operations to resume normally while permanent repairs are completed. I would like to, and during that outage, it looks like we had six cancellations last night, two of which were not related to the lighting issue. And then this morning we had two cancellations for departures that were intended before dawn. But I would like to add that the flight cancellations are the decisions of the individual airlines. It's not something that that we made. We did not close the airport. It is a decision that the airlines made.
Okay, and that was kind of my question is, so it's for the for one of the two runways, and you correct me anything I get wrong, you can still safely land and operate at night even with just the one runway, but it's the airlines who decided not to, or you need to have both runways available with full lighting in order to operate. You tell me what the situation is, what the rules are.
So our north-south runway is currently closed for construction. So we've been using only the east-west runway for about the last month.
Okay, all right.
In order to eliminate or prevent the possibility from further damage from additional fire.
Yeah.
We cut the power to the entire airfield while we were assessing the damage.
Okay.
The north-south runway 1735, will be out of service until the construction is completed. We have not spent a lot of effort to determine if the wiring to that runway is damaged yet.
Because it wouldn't be usable anyway, right?
Because it wouldn't be usable anyway.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, so we really are entirely waiting to find out if the temporary fixes that we've got are going to make this usable as soon as possible, possibly today, but we don't know that until we kind of get into the process of fixing it, and we're down to just the one runway anyway is the reason this caused us to have flight cancellations last night, right? Basically, that's where we're at?
That's correct, and okay. We'll know a little bit later today what the prospect for operations tonight will be. We continue to work with our airline partners to keep them apprised of where we are in terms of supplying lighting to the runway so that they can make their dispatch decisions accordingly.
Very good. Anything else you want to let people know that I failed to ask? Because it's just great information. I really appreciate you joining us this morning, Ken. Anything that I didn't ask that you want to tell people about?
Well, we appreciate people's patience. This is a somewhat aging, so we have some aging infrastructure here. The power lines involved are 240 volt systems that are 25 years old. And as anybody who's owned an old house or an old car knows, after a while insulation shrinks and cracks a little bit, and you can get some short circuits. And that's what ended up, we believe that's what happened here.
No, most definitely. And then the last thing, just because I happened to catch it around the same time, is about a month ago, you guys put in a new escalator and didn't tell anybody. So that's good news, right? We got the down escalators done.
and the up escalator is going to be, we're going to start work on that, I think, in August.
All right. Very good. Ken Eibold is the deputy airport director. Thanks so much, Ken. I really appreciate you being available on short notice this morning, sir. But thanks for the information.
happy to provide it, and have a good day.
You bet. 858 News Radio 92.3. All right, super late to traffic, but Candy, go ahead and tell them what's going on with the roads.
Okay, there's a lot going on. This is brought to you by Christina Leavenworth and Leavenworth Team. Thinking about selling your house? Don't waste another day. Christina Leavenworth and Leavenworth Team, call them today. Christina Leavenworth at LeavenRinkyRealty.com. Lots going on in Milton, I-10 eastbound at mile marker 32. The left lane is still slow. It's east of 87. Highway 98 East Bay Boulevard at Gulf Breeze. It looks like that slowdown has been moved off to the side. There's an accident southbound or eastbound at the 3 Mile Bridge, the Gulf Breeze side, and very, very slow. Emergency crews may be on scene now. East Bay Boulevard and Navarre closed south of Koppel, part of the drainage improvement project. Accident at Five Points in Pace, and it looks like Shemukla in Quintet. Shemukla is backed up to the Santa Rosa Sports Complex. The accident at Wild Lake Boulevard and Pine Forest Road has been moved into the Hardee's parking lot, and that's what we've got. Certainly, if you have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, Candy, just about out of time for the show, so a quick future news here. When do you think the airport issues will be resolved?
Today.
Yeah, I think so, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, it seems like the kind of thing that you could get done, and, you know, I'm hopeful, certainly, for that. Board of Education today, what do you think, patience or punishment?
Punishment.
Yeah, I think so too. Are they going to close the school, or are they going to say punish and also keep working on the Charter Schools USA?
I hope they keep working on it. I don't know. Yeah, I want we'll the kids see. To do good.
Meeting starts here in a few minutes.